Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, I am. I'm all burned up, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we've got Judy Andreas here. She's quite open, obviously, as you can hear, to just about any discussion about Judaism, the state of Israel, the Jewish lobby, the Israeli lobby, anything you want to bring up, she's open to, and she'll give you an honest answer. And I got a bunch more questions for you, Judy, but let me defer to my callers, okay?
Please.
How is that?
That's good.
Very good.
You're the boss.
Okay. Will from Missouri, you are on with Judy Andreas. Hello.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Judy, I've got a question for you, and perhaps you could illuminate on this particular subject.
Probably going to be one of my questions, right? Go ahead.
It may be. Well, we'll call Geppetto and have him bring his chainsaw quickly. But in regards to Israel, we always hear about Israel, but we never seem to hear about the Jewish Autonomous Region or Barobazan. What do you know about that area over on the Amur River Valley, and why do you think that it would be so very rarely ever spoken of in the news or in any other sources?
You know, it's a good question. I don't have a good answer. I don't know why it wouldn't be spoken of, unless there's something that they don't want us to know.
Well, that is the question.
I mean, we get a very watered down, I don't even call it news. I don't even know what we get here. And I have to hunt around on the Internet and listen to Internet radio to try to find, to ascertain the truth. So it's really tough, you know. It's tough to know what's exactly going on. Especially
it's never in the discussions. It's never part of the daily conversation in the Jewish community, or
as a person, I do interface with the Jewish community because I do teach piano lessons, and I teach some Orthodox students actually, and then I do, as you know, I do still have some Jewish friends, but it's never discussed. In fact, Israel's never discussed, and I think that Israel is probably never discussed in front of me either, because I had this experience. I sold my book to a lot of non-Jewish people, but yesterday a woman did buy it, a Jewish woman, and now she wasn't the first Jewish woman, but everybody else seemed to like it, but she sent me an email last night. Why do you say such things about Israel? Why, and I don't even say it in my book, basically. I mean, I do talk about the difference between Judaism and Zionism, and I do talk about born of Jewish parents and then what, but some of my more controversial essays came out after the book was published. And maybe she went to my website, and so I sent her some links to get educated, because I just didn't even know where to begin, because she had such I could feel that there was such a closed door.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically not discussed.
Well, thank you for your answer.
You're all very right. Welcome, Will.
Thank you for your call, Will. Appreciate it very much. Before we get on to our next callers, Judy, let me leave you this one with a cliffhanger. What do you think about the Talmud? That would be my question, Judy.
That's a great question, because before I started to go on the Internet, I hadn't a clue. I mean, I knew my father knew the Talmud, and if he was still alive, I'd love to find out, because he certainly didn't, we never used the G word, you know, which means cattle, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And
I've always said, you know, that we know how racist a book the Talmud is, but most Jews, I would venture to say, haven't even an inkling of an idea of what's in that book.
Have no inkling at all. I have no inkling at all.
All right, we got a break. Save it. We'll come right back with that comment. And Dan in Houston, you'll be next. I'm Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America continues.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calf ache, I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, Judy, we're back. And we're in the middle of a statement. We're talking about the Talmud. And go ahead, say what you wanted to say.
Yeah, the Talmud, this was just really a shock for me. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a non-Jewish man who almost converted to Judaism at one point because he was dating a Jewish woman and he was going to go through the rituals. And I said to him, did you have to study the Talmud? And he said, yes. And I said, well, wasn't it terribly racist? And he said, not what I was studying. So I started to get the feeling that there were different different versions. And
there were sanitized versions of the Talmud.
Uh-huh.
And you'll find them readily available just in case some reporter might get a bright idea to start looking into the Talmud and what it really stands for. But then the unabridged Talmud, try getting a hold of that one.
Well, I have in front of me, one of my friends had sent me some lines from it, and I've seen it before, the Babylonian Talmud. And,
right.
And it's pretty awful. And it's just, turning non-Jewish people into animals. In fact, I spoke to an Orthodox Jewish woman, a doctor, and I said to her, I heard that it says in the Talmud that it's better to lie down with an animal than with a non-Jewish person. She says, oh, how could that be? Abraham was commanded to lie down with Hagar, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I figured there's an awful lot of ignorance about this.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, I'm sure when my son, my youngest son, hit a Hasidic girl who sprinted across the road, and I tell you, in the, I hate to say this, but in the areas of, in Rockland County where the Hasidim live, almost everybody has hit a Hasid, and not on purpose. You know, it's because they're very unsupervised, and they run out, and there's a lot of kids.
Yeah, you remember that Crown Heights incident that took
place? Oh, yeah, with Gavin Cato and Yankel Rosenbaum, yeah.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
And it's really, it's sad because I'm not saying that rioting is the thing to do or killing is a good retaliation, but I can see the frustration when that motorcade just went through a light and didn't, what did they get, a slap on the wrist? I mean, they're so politically connected.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to know this woman a little bit because of this this whole experience. And I'm sure that if I got to speak to her, she probably would have been espousing the Babylonian Talmud, because she was telling me that my older son, who's married to a lapsed Catholic, should get a divorce because he'll never see her in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I could see that she had an entirely different belief system than most of the people I had ever met.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because you come from New York, and you know, you've got the Attorney General's office there, and Elliot Spitzer, the Attorney General, is now being accused of bias in the handling of Jewish nursing homes, Jewish groups, and so forth, because he's investigating fraud and corruption. Now he's being targeted, and he's being called an anti-Semite, and what they're doing is looking into the significant issues pertaining to, for instance, this National Council of Young Israel, which came under his office's scrutiny in 1999 because they were applying for a mortgage on a nursing home that it owned and operated in New York City suburbs. But then a check by Spitzer's office turned up, an apparent liability of some $6 million in Medicaid money. So, you know, it's like on and on and on it goes. And as you just pointed out, it depends on the connections, you know. He's not favoring one over another. His record is quite good.
He just wants the truth. He just wants honesty.
Exactly.
There's so much corruption. I wrote about that in my essay on Hillary Clinton and about what happened with the Hasidic community up here. Of course, she pardoned everybody to get the votes, but they were raising money for a fake religious school.
Yep. Exactly. And this very seldom makes big headlines in the New York Times. You know, you'll read a lot about Catholic clergy and the pedophile problem, and it is a big problem, no doubt about it. You'll read about drunken ministers and wife-beating ministers and so forth. But somehow stories like this about this corruption in the Hasidic community and others just is either downplayed or is given back-page spotting, you know. And that seems to be the bias of the media itself, a pro-Zionist bias,
yeah,
rather
but then,
than an objectivity.
What you were saying about Elliot Spitzer, then he'll be tagged.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll find out that he's not electable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the scary part, is they have so much money and so much power that people have to play the game. Every time somebody wants to investigate or said maybe we shouldn't give so much money to Israel,
yeah,
all of a sudden they do a 180.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, we know from the record of Mayor Koch how easy that is, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's take another call from Dan in Houston. Hello, Dan. You're on our program.
Yes, it was a pleasure to talk to you. Wonderful guest.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Hey, very well. Have you heard anybody that knows somebody that was a Mossad member? I mean, and also with the kibbutzes in Israel, they're actually a communist thing. The children basically are raised away from the parents to be what the state wants them to be.
The only person that I know that lived on kibbutz is a person who is Indian, actually. He's in one of these email groups that I belong to, and actually likes the kibbutz. And he feels that Judaism is a racist religion. So it's strange. So I don't know that much about the kibbutz, except that he found it, he liked it. And
have you yourself been to Israel, by the way? I neglected
to ask. No, I haven't, and I don't plan to go because I don't feel like supporting it. When I was growing up in my household, when somebody died, there was always a ritual that you planted a tree in Israel. So it was something like $5 you sent to Israel. But now I feel, wow, we've planted all those trees. We should have been planting them in the Palestinian region. So I don't want to go there.
Well, that's where they were uprooting the olive grove.
Yes.
They were taking the trees out.
Yeah. Right. They were moving them over.
The goyim, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Okay, Dan, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Jewish religion system does not believe that the soul is immortal. I mean, basically, when you die, you cease to exist, that there's a memory of you, like there's a memory of everything that ever existed. But, I mean, you have no afterlife as far as being in existence?
Not in the secular part of it. Obviously, in the Hasidic community, because this woman, Esther, was saying to me that my son wouldn't see his wife in heaven. So it depends on how religious you are. In a lot of Judaism, it's just to be a good person while you're on earth, and we really don't know what's going to happen. And there's something like 600 and something or other rules that you have to follow, one for each bone in the body. It's very strange, but
well, that's your bones to heaven, the thing is, you have to murder a non-Jew or a Gentile to make it to heaven?
You have to murder?
I think you're referring to some of the words in the Talmud. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Oh, I think in the Talmud, the thing is that, I don't think that you have to sacrifice a non-Jew to get to heaven, but I think that if there's different penalties, if you kill somebody who isn't Jewish, and if you kill somebody who is Jewish, that's where it...
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely not a blood sacrifice or anything. But Esther was saying to me that she wasn't going to sue me. Of course, this is still hanging over my head. It's been 2 years, and I don't know how long it will hang over my head until I know that I'm free and clear. But she said, I can't sue you because you're my sister, but if you weren't, I would have sued you.
Over what now?
This was over my son hitting her daughter. Now, her daughter was okay. There was no problem at all. But they can always start with the headaches and nightmares and all kinds of stuff. And in fact, she told me, I usually do this with a Jewish accent, and I don't want to do it because it'll sound so bigoted or something. But usually when I tell the story, I can't help it. It's the actress in me. But she was, she was just saying that if she would have to sue a non-Jewish person to teach them a lesson. I don't know why she didn't have to teach me a lesson, but I got very Jewish in her presence.
Mm. Well, Dan, does that answer your question on that one?
Well, are the Jews in Israel, would they like to leave Israel? I mean, in other countries, they're happy there. They think it's a free country. The elections are... The political parties are really a democracy versus socialism, where they're controlled. I mean, they feel their country is a free country.
I think it's very split there. I think there's a lot of unrest. I think a lot of people have gone. And I've heard refuseniks speak. I heard a man who was jailed because he wouldn't fight in the occupied territories. It's a strange thing because there's only one group that I've ever heard that says, oh, it's wonderful. But when people go, they don't get the tour of what's really going on. You know, they get the tour, I guess, of the parts that you want to show off. Oh, look how they've made the desert bloom. They're not going to show you the camps that the Palestinians are living in, the horrible conditions that they've been put into a tenth of historic Palestine and squeeze them into it. And, I guess they don't get a tour of the apartheid wall. So I don't know. I don't know how many Jews really want to go over there at this point and how many have gone.
Very interesting. Thank you, Dan, for your call. We have to break, and we have time for your quick call with Judy Andreas. Her website, if you haven't been there, judyandreas.com. We shall return. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We are back now in the final stretch of this segment with Judy Andreas. We'll have Judy for just about 6 or 7 minutes more, and we got to get on to other things. But, Judy, I haven't finished my list of questions for you yet. I've asked you what you thought about Ariel Sharon and what you thought about the Talmud. Now my next question is, what do you think about that sweet, humble, kind-hearted, tolerant man who is known as the head of the ADL, Abraham Foxman?
I'm afraid he's going to knock on my door if I answer this question.
You might be in big trouble, so be careful. He's listening.
I'm sure he is. I thought it's the Israelis have all the communication systems now, and they do all the billings.
Well, I have all their monitors listening. So I mean, he has to even say. I mean, even he has to sleep once in a while. So
he's a defamation league. He's not an anti-defamation league. He's ruined so many people.
Come on. A nice, humble little man like that, all he wants is love and brotherhood and peace.
Yes, and he just wants to protect the Jewish people from unfair.
Don't forget to send your contribution.
You know, the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, I wonder where my mother is these days. I mean, my parents both passed away, but because she was active in all these organizations.
Oh, have you ever been broached by them or approached in any way?
No.
Not yet.
I had a very funny, wasn't a funny ha-ha, but it was a strange email from a man with a very Jewish or Yiddish name, and he wants to know who I really was, because apparently there's another Judy Andreas. She's my polar opposite. She's not from a Jewish family, because Andreas is actually my married name from my last marriage, and
mm-hmm.
the last Catholic.
It's all right.
But this woman is not Jewish, but she's very active in anti-Semitic causes, and she's a gay. Oh. She's kind of a very butch lesbian on the West Coast. So this man was saying, who are you really? That's the real Judy Andreas. You're not Jewish. You're not this. You're not that. You know, and I was like, hey.
You don't fit the stereotype, huh?
I don't, but I wish I could get a few more people to kind of join me, because I wrote one essay called Waking Up or Opening Jewish Eyes, and I really feel I'm in a unique position, and maybe even through my book I'll be able to get people to consider certain mm-hmm. things, because I think that the rank and file Jewish person is going to be in a lot of trouble.
Well, the thing is, you're right, and as time goes on and you get more notoriety, you won't be treated exactly with kid gloves by many of these so-called tolerant ones, you know.
Yeah, but also I feel that with what's going on, and I know because I've been on a lot of shows, and I with people who I've kind of given them an education that not mm-hmm. all Jews are sitting around winking and nodding and planning to take over the world. And but a lot of Jewish people don't realize that there is a tremendous backlash, and there's a tremendous anger. And now with this whole Holocaust industry, mm-hmm. I mean, every other word is the Holocaust.
Yes.
And it's and the fact that, and as they imprison people, it dare to ask any questions about details. It's mm-hmm. just creating a backlash amongst the non-Jewish people, and mm-hmm. it's not going to curry favor for Jewish people, and they're not going to understand what's happening. They're not going to understand why there are so many people who are angry and fed up, mm-hmm. and they're going to think, but we're just the victims. We haven't done anything.
Yeah, even people like John Potterhertz, you know, could hardly be accused of being anti-Zionists have said the same, that the backlash is just starting, and he calls it a Holocaust theology type of thing, you know. Holocaust theologians, he calls them, and basically they're biting off a little bit more than they can chew, and now it's getting to the point where they've created a goose with a golden egg, and now the golden egg is being devoured, you know. But unfortunately, as you point out, that is the greatest problem, is the real enemy of Jewish people, I think, is groups like the ADL and other groups that are creating a lot of hatred and backlash against them.
And I tried a long time ago. I tried to inform people. Now, this goes back. Maybe people are starting to wake up when they see all the spying and all the false flags and how many times yeah. Israel's gotten caught, or the Mossad has gotten caught with their hands in the cookie jar. But I tried. I tried to send people to Ralph Shulman's Hidden History of Zionism, and I tried to explain, and people were saying, oh, no, not Abe Foxman. Oh, no. And I just, after a while, I can't.
Well, speaking of denial, it sounds like they're in a denial, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
And I would hope that maybe some light is starting to dawn, but then again, with the controlled media, what can you do in this country?
No,
the gentleman who asked about Israel, at least a newspaper like Haaretz is more open than the papers we have here.
Anytime, no doubt about that. Judy, we're almost out of time, so I want to thank you. It's been a very interesting program, and I certainly want you to come back again.
Oh, I would love to.
Good. Let me have people, again, get in touch with you. They can reach you on your site.
Yes, www.judyandreas.com. They can email me at JUDE10901@AOL.com. That's also on my site. And I'd love to hear from your listeners. It was great
speaking
to you, Rick.
Thank you, Judy. We'll be back again with you sometime. Appreciate it.
I hope so. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye now. Good woman. All right. We'll be back, and we'll talk with you. More to come on Uncensored Radio, Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, if you'd like to write to me, you can write to me. Rick Adams, P.O. Box 186, 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island, 02904. Again, that's Rick Adams, P.O. Box 186, 1800 Mineral Spring, two words, Mineral Spring Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island, 02904. And, by the way, you know, some of you have called the program, talked to my producer or me, and have mentioned various guests, some of which I have not been able to locate. If you indeed do have a guest in mind, a particular guest, that you would like me to try to get on the program, you may send that to me in the mailing if you would correspond with me. And then we can do that. We can try to follow up because some of them I've either been given the wrong number on or have been given the wrong website or information, and I cannot make contact. So don't think that I have not tried to pursue many of these ideas because there are many guests that we would like to have on the program. And it's just a matter of getting in touch with them and you helping out. If you have a particular individual in mind, you let me know. We'll try to arrange it. I promise you I will follow up on it. And, of course, since we have been on this subject of the Middle East and Israel and Judaism and all of that with our guest Judy, I'd like to just pursue a few timely news articles along these lines. If you wish a comment, of course, on this or anything else, on Brother Pinocchio, Mr. Bush, and his latest exploits and statements, of course, you may also call in your comments on our program, 800-313-9443. And this is from the AP, and this is today. Two lawmakers. Now, this is the Associated Press reporting directly from the publication that Judy mentioned, Haaretz Daily, right from Israel. Two lawmakers in England have accused the British government of a cover-up for refusing to admit that Britain helped launch Israel's nuclear program in 1959 by secretly selling a batch of heavy water, a key ingredient in producing weapons-grade materials. The BBC first reported the allegations, and of course that were contained in previously classified documents in August, but the Foreign Office Minister, Kim Hoels, swiftly denied the claims to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Powell's account simply flies in the face of the known facts now that we have access to previously classified documents. Lawmaker Menzies Campbell, foreign affairs spokesman for the from the small centrist Liberal Democratic Party, told the BBC's Newsnight program late Friday evening. Jeremy Corbyn, a lawmaker for the governing Labour Party, who wants a committee of lawmakers to investigate, told the program that Howell's statements or statement is simply untrue. Right back to the late 1950s, we were a party to the transfer of nuclear technology to Israel, he said. We were partly to the development, a party to the development of a nuclear facility in Israel that could and has been used for the manufacture of nuclear weapons. Now, heavy water, in case you didn't know, is something that is used as a reactor coolant, also as a moderator in the process of turning natural uranium into a weapons-grade plutonium. So, you know, when they talk about yellow cake and yellow uranium in Niger and going to Iraq, which we all knew at the time was nothing more than a ruse, and that's where Ambassador Wilson had blown the whole thing and exposed it as a total fraud, he and his team that went out to Niger to investigate, we knew they were being sent on a wild goose chase. They knew it when they were there. There were absolutely no truth, none whatsoever, to the stories, the accounts that were being fed to us through the media by this administration. This administration has lied repeatedly, and that's why when George Bush was interviewed tonight by, if you can call it an interview, by Brian Williams from NBC, it was a joke. Pinocchio's nose kept growing. And by the way, you don't get to interview George Bush unless he sees or hears or knows of the questions beforehand. Please let me set that record straight. For those who don't know, I know that most of you realize that, but some of you will not realize that. First-time listeners, you don't get to go to the White House, no matter what network program you're on, unless you are going to play within the parameters of the game. And Brian Williams knows he dare not ask certain questions because they're not going to get on. I mean, he's not going to be given free rein with George Bush. George Bush has trouble with nursery rhymes. Never mind very important questions. So that needs to be stated for some people, I'm sure. But anyway, this is interesting, you know, because we're hearing so much now from the Jewish media, the Jewish press, like the Forward publication, which is the oldest Jewish newspaper in the country, about how Israel now is trying to push George Bush to make a decision to bomb Iran within the next 4 months. That's what they're telling us. And they're basically saying what they've said before. If you don't do something, we will. Now, Iran, from all of what we know and don't know, is not a nuclear power. Not in the sense that Israel is a nuclear power. But see, it's okay if Israel is a nuclear power, because we know that Israel wouldn't misuse weapons, would it? Israel has never used white phosphorus and napalm or anything like that on Palestinians or Jordanians in the War of 67, have they? So we can trust them, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're told that Israeli aides warned the U.S. not to drop the ball on Iran. You can change a couple of words there in that headline. And maybe to drop the bomb on Iran is what they really want. So, again, we're being cautioned. We're being lulled into this atmosphere where we have to hate Iran now. And every day in the New York Times or the Washington Post, we're being given this mantra that Iran's new leaders have said something terrible about poor little innocent defenseless Israel. Poor little Israel doing no harm to anyone, withdrawing from Gaza, doing everything they can to make peace, and they're still hated. Well, I wonder why, huh? Uh-huh. So you see, we talk about nukes. Who's got them? Israel. How do they get them? Well, we're just giving you one example of the lying and the transfer and the aid and abetting that they got from England itself, never mind from the United States. And then we read, Israeli consul attacks Spielberg's Munich as problematic, the new film that we read about a year ago by Mr. Spielberg's company. And apparently, Israel's consul general in Los Angeles has lambasted Spielberg's film about the 72 Olympic massacre in Munich as a, quote, superficial, pretentious, and problematic work that draws an incorrect moral equation between Mossad agents and Palestinian terrorists. Well, this is what we were told from day one. Some people were concerned that even Spielberg might not be up to the standards and the litmus test that the Zionists have extracted and demanded from others with regard to their moral suasion, quote unquote. Remember, Palestinians must always be depicted as evil, vile, Hitler-like, terroristic, and so forth, while always the Mossad and the State of Israel must be considered to be a humane and compassionate and mind-your-own-business loving, kind-hearted government. Well, we're told that Spielberg didn't follow that script completely. That's what we're told. Speaking to Israeli radio, Ehud Danok said, as a Hollywood movie, I assume that it will be defined as a well-made film, but from the standpoint of the message it sends, the message is problematic. Munich follows a hit squad from the Israeli Secret Service, Mossad, as it hunts down and kills the gunman from the Palestinian Black September group who held hostage Israeli athletes during the Olympics. A botched rescue operation by German security forces ended in 11 of the athletes being killed. Accusing Oscar-winning Spielberg of equating Mossad agents to the terrorists, Mr. Danok argued, this is an incorrect moral equation. We in Israel know this. There is also a certain precariousness and pretentiousness in attempting to treat a painful decades-long conflict by means of quite superficial statements in a film. That is interesting indeed. And then we're still talking about Israel's forces getting ready for a strike on what they call a nuclear Iran. The Sunday Times, December 11th, just yesterday. Israel's armed forces have been ordered by Ariel Sharon, the prime minister, to be ready by the end of March for possible strikes on secret uranium enrichment sites in Iran, military sources have revealed. The order came after intelligence warned the government that Iran was operating enrichment facilities believed to be small and concealed in civilian locations. The crisis is set to come to a head in early March when Mohammed El-Barakti, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, will present the next report on Iran. El-Baradei, who has received the Nobel Prize yesterday, warned that the world is losing patience with Iran. Well, the world has nothing to say about Israel's nuclear weapons and their ability to wreak havoc worldwide. I wonder why. There you go. All right. Just wanted to read those to you. 800-313-9443 is our toll-free number to the program, Uncensored Radio, Free America, right here, weeknights on rbnlive.com. And by the way, tomorrow night, we are scheduled to have with us, once again, backed by popular demand, Lindsey Williams, but he's going to be talking primarily tomorrow night, not about energy, but about vaccines and vaccinations. As you know, he has produced a video, and he has discussed before large audiences the subject of vaccines and vaccinations and just how dangerous they can be. So you don't want to miss out on that. I'd like to hear a lot more about what Lindsey has managed to come up with. But right now, let's go to the phones again. 800-313-9443. Doug in Texas. Hello there.
Hi, Rick.
How are you?
I'm a first-time listener.
Yeah, I'll bet.
No,
probably
I call
the last
in
time
frequently, but I have never bothered to listen to one of your shows until tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy Andreas,
mm-hmm.
We could sit down in my living room, and I share her sentiments exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that lady, you know, thinks exactly what I think of the Jewish situation.
Yeah.
But when I say it, I'm a wacko, nut, right-wing extremist, redneck, been called everything on earth. Isn't that amazing?
Well, you know, that's true.
Right.
But even more true is the fact that when someone like Judy says it, they put their neck on the chopping block.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like some of the prolific Jewish authors who have taken on Zionism in the state of Israel.
Right.
And one of them is Norman Finkelstein. He is persona non grata now,
mm-hmm.
in Jewish circles, but he doesn't care because he's a man that does have convictions, moral convictions, and he's not afraid to reveal them.
Right, he's not afraid to expose Morris Dees or who's our little buddy up in...
My dear friend, Professor Alan Dershowitz.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Dershowitz.
Mm-hmm.
Boxman and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these people... But, I was going to call in and talk to her, but I didn't want to interrupt her because it was almost like watching, it was surrealistic to me. It's like, you know, watching The Exorcist or something. Here's this foreign body coming in here, this lady just saying exactly what I would say. She responded to every question exactly as I would have.
And very honestly, if she didn't know, she'd just tell you she doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
She just sent me an email. Dear Rick, it was great being on your show. You are a warm and lively host. Thanks for the opportunity. Well, thank you, Judy. And thank you, Doug. Isn't that nice? We do have, we have everybody on the show. We don't, keep anybody off because of their point of view. I mean, you can't have people come on swear and yell and scream. It's funny because, you know, we just had our TV broadcast aired four times this week in my area, and we have a feedback number at the end of the program.
Right.
And you should hear the language from these so-called kind-hearted, tolerant people when they don't like what you have to say. The four-letter words, the vileness, hate in their voices. It is just unbelievable. Mind-boggling.
But I was so impressed. And you always have the best of the best. You're by far the best.
I try, Doug. I don't always come through, but I try a little bit, right?
Well, you always, but I was amazed tonight because that lady, as much as I wanted to call in and say something, I thought, just wait a minute, she'll say exactly what I would have said in a feminine voice.
You know? Right. Well, you can call here in a feminine voice. I won't reveal who you are.
Well, nobody can ever figure. I can call people I hadn't talked to in 10 years, and I only talked to them twice, you know, in their whole life. And I say, hi, it's so-and-so there. And it's, oh, Doug, how's it going?
Uh-huh.
So I have a distinctive voice. I guess it takes me 20 minutes to say what it would take the average person.
Well, you have a distinctive personality, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the way, one quick question before the break. Did you watch Pinocchio being interviewed by Brian tonight?
I didn't.
Well, you didn't miss very much. You really didn't, Doug.
What do you have against Pinocchio?
Well, it's nothing. Just that I'm a masochist, I guess. No, Pinocchio was my favorite. I read all about him in Italian language school, and we studied him in the original language. That's right.
But how many people look at that little creep? And he's not, you know, Clinton was a good liar, and he was an affable person, and he just laughed. You know,
I know it. Stay where you are, Doug. Stay where you are. I want to come back to you, all right? We'll be back after this break. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, all righty. I see that Judy has heard your comments, Doug, and she called you a sweet man.
All right.
A very sweet man. So I guess she's got your number.
Well, is that or I'm a very good deceiver. But... the thing is, Rick, the reason I was so fascinated, I couldn't call in and talk to this lovely lady, who I hope you have on a bunch more time, is because your questions for her are exactly what I would have asked. Yeah. And he asked, what do you think of Ariel Sharon? What do you think of this? And I thought, not calling and ask her this, and you'd say, well, I've got another question for you. Uh-huh. And it was exactly, it's like a script. And I might be dreaming. I might wake up in the morning and maybe that really didn't happen, but perfect show, Rick.
Well, you'll have to pinch yourself after you get off the phone.
Perfect show, Rick.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that, and she does too. Thank you. All right, let's take one more call, and that is Dennis from Austin. Hello, Dennis.
How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to know your opinions on just torture in general and why you think Saddam Hussein is being tried for all these crimes against humanity when President Bush and his administration are, should also be tried for torture and on crimes against humanity.
You know, it's all about, first of all, I'm against torture, obviously, and I'm against using it in any form in violation of all international law, try to gain these false confessions from people who are suspects, not convicts. But, you know, what it comes down to is the reason George Bush is not on trial is because the pen is really mightier than the sword. And he who has the control, he who has the ability to get away with writing a war script can do whatever he wants. You know, there's no truth in war.
As they see fit, they just, there's not any rules, if there's a rule against something they like to do, they just, oh, well, that's not a rule anymore. That's not a rule anymore. We don't, you know, not torturing people, forget about it. That's okay now.
Well, again, you know, the reason is it's much more sinister, I'm afraid, than even that, because George Bush, the family, the team, they all set up Saddam. He was, you know, basically a tool of the globalists for a long time to do what they wanted him to do. And this war in Iraq and Iran in the 80s was basically an Israeli war to try to get their enemies to fight each other. When that wore out and they couldn't continue, then it was time to launch a first war by Poppy Bush into Iraq. And they did that. Now they wanted to complete the job and just finish him off. They install people, they court people, and then they overthrow people at their will. Just because the United States does something doesn't mean the United States is right. See? But again, it's the government. The government does not represent you or me.
Yeah, I'd like the general public just to realize that, you know, look, I see people all the time with God bless America. And what about everybody else? What about God blessing everybody else? Forget them, you know?
True. You hit the nail on the head beautifully, Dennis. I say the same thing. You know, as much as I hate to see American lives snuffed out, believe me, it is disgusting. It is terrifying. What makes our lives worth any more than anyone else's life anywhere else on the planet, right?
Yeah, and people wonder why other countries hate America. We're greedy. Mm. We're tyrants.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me sick.
We're getting payback now, though. We're getting payback, Dennis. Thank you for the call, brother. Good call. Call tomorrow night. We'll be back with Lindsay Williams as our guest, and it's been a pleasure. See you tomorrow night. Rick Adams, good night.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. and keep America free.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.